Welcome to the fourth episode of Insight, a podcast from the Judson Independent School District. Each month, we'll use this platform to not only inform our community, but also tell the stories of people across the Judson ISD family. In this episode, we'll talk to Samaria Barnett, who won the first state championship in school history in wrestling for Judson High School. Has it been overwhelming?
Absolutely. It's been very overwhelming.
How so?
Just having all this attention on me, and I don't like having attention on me. I hate being a spotlight, and since I've been a spotlight, it's just a lot.
So how have you dealt with that? Like, what do you do? Because I remember when I came over here for the parade, and you the entire eyes of the school and the district were on you, and you were very much like smiling, trying to get through it. You were like, this ain't me. Like, how did you, like, after that day, where, like, did you have to decompress? Like, what was going through your head?
Well, my friends being on my side made it more funner, made it more easier. And I wasn't really thinking, like, oh, my God, everybody's watching me. I was just, like, walking and having fun with them. But when they put me in the middle of that J and nobody came with me, I was like, okay, guys, I'm ready to wrap this up. Thank you. I appreciate it. But it was a lot. So when I went home, I kind of just took a nap and talked to my mom when I woke up.
Do you understand what happened?
No.
Like, do you understand, like, you won a state championship?
I mean, I understand I want to say championship, but, like, I don't understand, like, how big it is, I guess.
Like, it's a massive deal, not only for the school, but you are a Black female in wrestling. Won a state championship from a 6A high school. Not only that, but Judson High School. Has that sunk in yet?
I mean, I don't know. I don't think so. I feel like it doesn't feel as big of a deal to me as it does to other people.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I mean, that's, I wanted to do it. I did it. Okay.
So let's. Oh, that's crazy that you said that. I love the fact that you're humble about it. Like, it just, I want a championship, no big deal. But you need to, my therapist said, because I'm really bad at this. I'm really bad at taking compliments.
Yeah.
I'm really bad at it. So, like, if I do something good and someone says, good job, it's like, you just put your head down. I'm like, thank you. Like, I don't know how to take it. So I've had to do a purposeful job at, like, trying to be better with compliments. And that's hard for me. So I can get where you're coming from about, like, you have all this attention on you and you just don't know how to deal with it.
Yeah.
But you also have to understand, you won you did a massive achievement. Like it is a big deal.
At first, it was cool. And I was like, everybody congratulating me. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then everybody congratulating me. I'm like, okay. Thank you. Okay.
You're like, I'm done.
Yeah.
It's good. It's keeping moving. Like, I got other things to do.
Yeah. Like, after a certain point, it's like, okay, the celebration was there, but, like, now it's not there anymore.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
When I do something good, like, I'll celebrate for a certain time, and then once I'm done celebrating, I need everybody else to be done celebrating.
That makes sense.
Because when I'm saying thank you, I want to be genuine. I don't want to be like, oh, thank you. I don't want to be fake about it. I want to be real.
Yeah, yeah.
So when people say thank you, I'm done celebrating, I'm like, man, okay. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, we're good. All right, so let's back up a little bit. So you were a junior, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at what point in your high school career did you say, let me get into wrestling?
My eighth grade year of middle school, actually.
Okay, so tell me about that process.
I don't exactly remember how I found out about wrestling, but I know I found out about it, and I was like, ooh, that sounds like fun. I want to try it because I did mainly team sports, and I wanted to try, like, something that's, like, it's just you on the mat. Nobody else is there to help you. I want to try that. And not only that, like, growing up being one of the more aggressive girls, and boys always telling me, oh, you hit hard and, da, 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 and all this and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, whatever, whatever.
You do not come off as someone who's like, once you're on the mat, you're like in it. Like, you come off, you're just right now, you just are very cool, calm, and collected. So I'm assuming that once you're on the mat, you're a different person.
Yeah, usually.
Golly. Okay, yeah. So then, eighth grade year, you found this sport called wrestling, and you're trying to figure out what to do. So did you start eighth grade year or freshman year you started kind of like dabbling into it?
I started freshman year.
Okay.
Freshman year, our team wasn't as big as it is now, and it was like two girls. So I kind of like, once my first tournament, I just kind of threw into the ring, and I knew a little bit of basics, and I just had to go from there. Trial and error, of course. And then after that, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna come back. I loved it. It was so much
So,
fun.
okay, so next question. What did you love about it? Like, you fell in love with it freshman year. What about it freshman year? They're just like, I can do this. I want to get better at it. I want to be the best at it.
The solo aspect of the sport, like it being just you on the mat and you don't have to rely on other people to help you get the win. And then, like, the team of the sport outside of the mat and how everybody was like together and there for each other and there to help. And, like, oh, you need someone to cheer, you want on your mat, they're there. You need your coach can't be there, they're there. You need a ride, they're there. Stuff like that. And then, like, when you're on the mat, it's about you only
Yeah.
and solely.
So you clearly got better freshman year. Tell me about sophomore year. Like where, like how did that season go for you?
Sophomore year definitely went a lot better than my freshman year, seeing as to how I got second place state.
So you got second place sophomore year?
Yes.
Let's not drop dime. Don't just skip over that. So you found this sport. 2 years later, from eighth grade, ninth grade, your sophomore year, you're second place at state. Let's not ignore that. Let's not just slip over that. So you got you where did you find the grunt to be like, I want to be better. I want to be better than I was last year. I want to be better than I was last month.
Just it being something that I love to do. Anything that I love to do, I'm always like, oh, I really want to be better at this, or like wanting to be able to be like, oh yeah, I did this, this, and this. Oh, I'm better than you. But of course, I'm not gonna be like that. I don't. I think that's rude. But wanting to just do better because I love doing what I do, and I don't want to be like stuck in the same place. And like amongst my teammates, it's like, oh, you did this, you did this, and I'm like, yeah, humbly. Thank you guys. I just love having that like in
It's
my head, like I
good that
did
you're
this.
trying to be an example. Like you're trying to be the best at it. If you're not
Yes.
trying to be mediocre, you're just trying to constantly strive to be better. So sophomore year comes around, you get better and better and better. You come in second at state. At what point did you say, I want to be first?
The moment I lost at state, I was like, yeah, this can't happen again. I was very furious, very angry, and everybody was like, "No, but you got second. That's such a big accomplishment. It's only your second year." And I'm like, "Yeah, but that's not good enough. That's not what I wanted." And I'm always like, "I could have done better. I could have did this." So the moment I lost, I was like, I can't lose the state title again. I have to win it this time.
Golly, okay, Jesus. I just love that mentality. It's not only just a life mentality, but just an athlete mentality where it's just like, I want to constantly be better. But you are the epitome of that, where you're just, I want to learn something, I want to be good at it. Now that I'm good at it, I want to be the best at it. And even though I'm the best at it, I want to be better and better and better to the point where you're now in your junior year. And at the beginning of your junior year, like, what did you do throughout your junior year so far that you just said, okay, now I'm gonna strive to be state champion? Like, how did your tournaments go? How did your matches go? Like, how did your trainings go? Tell me about the day-to-day aspect of what you were doing to get ready.
One thing I definitely did was I decided to join a club so that I can get the work after practice and get
Okay,
more
so not only
work.
were you training at school, you were training outside of school too.
Yes.
Okay.
And then just taking our practices more seriously and trying harder and harder each practice and going into that practice like, you want to be better, you want to do better than last year. Because it's always like, for any of my teammates, even me, I'm like, if you did better than your last tournament, that's still a win. If you did better than last month, that's still a win. Like, as long as you are doing better, it's a win. But wanting to be better and then wanting to, like, for myself, get the gold. Like, I wanted, just think about that, going into every practice. and making sure that I'm still having fun during practice, because I don't want, if I start not having fun, I'm not gonna love it as much, and I wanna make sure I still have fun.
What time do you get to school?
During season,
During season, yeah.
our practice started at like 7,
Okay.
so I get to school around 6:30, 6:45.
Okay, so you get here early in the morning, get ready for practice. How long is practice?
Our practices go into our period, so practice ends around 9:30.
Okay, so you get here at 6:45 and you're basically training from 7 to 9:30 every morning. So then let's put the training aside. Let's talk about school. I don't think people have to realize like you're still having to go to school. Like you're still having to do your academics. So how are your academics? How's school aspect of of this all?
I would say they're good. I keep a AV average at all times, because I seen a C on my paper. I no, no,
The
I hate
standard is
it.
the standard's always high academically and athletically.
Yes.
So you're training for almost 2 hours every morning, then you go to school and you do school. So after school, do you continue to train?
Yes, we also have practices after school from 4:45 to 6.
So in season, you were on this campus for 12 hours a day, managing both school and athletics.
Yes. It doesn't feel like that, because like going to practice is not a tedious job for me. If it was a tedious
You find
job,
it fun.
yes, if it was
Yeah.
tedious, I'd be dragging my feet, but it's not tedious, it's really fun. And then like the school aspect, I just make sure that my teachers understand what's going on and understand that, oh, I'm doing this sport, so sometimes I might need more time on this assignment or more time on this homework, and try and get the connection. And if need be, our coach is very understanding of, oh, you need to go to tutoring, okay, you can do that. If you need help, I got you. And then like my classes, the way I love the way the schedule is now, like 5 by 5. Even though they're changing next year, that's so sucky. The 5 by 5 for me is very
It allows you to
manageable.
manage. Yeah, it's
It's
manageable,
very
yeah.
manageable for me, because like 5 classes, okay, I only have to worry about these 5 classes. And then some of my classes are pretty simple, pretty light, and I'd like have like 1 or 2 hard classes per semester. And that's enough. That's enough, because it's like these are my core classes and these are my side classes. So I'm focusing on my core classes more. So if I'm behind on this, I'm gonna work on the core classes stuff first and my side classes last. And I make sure like those teachers know what's going on. I'm like, okay, I need to do this. I'll come in for tutoring this day. I'll have the assignment done by this
I
day.
love the fact that you're just able to balance life. And just because you have so many kids that go to college and then so many adults who just don't know how to manage their time and don't know how to manage multiple things at once. And you're here 12 hours a day being able to manage everything and still rocking a good GPA. Not only rocking a good GPA, but also now rocking a state championship. Let's talk about the day of.
The day of state.
The day of state. So you're winning all these matches. You know you're going to state. You came in second last year, so people know who you are. So now let's talk about the day of state. So the morning of, the day of. We're talking about the day of. That morning, where were you at?
I was very nervous, because that was like the first year where like there was a lot of people that came with me, like with us as a team, and also competed. So I was like very nervous, because I wanted them to do good, but I also wanted to do
What time did you wake up?
good.
Super early, I'm assuming.
I think so. I think it was around like five
Do you remember what you had for
fifteen.
breakfast?
Nothing. No, I'm just kidding. I had some apple juice and like an apple and an egg for
Okay.
breakfast.
So you were just.
Keep it light for
So
those that
are you one of
win.
those that you need to have music on the entire time? Like, how do you get into that zone where you're like, I need to be at my best at this time? What do you do to prepare?
I get my partner, we go warm up, we run around the warm up area, and then after like I'm all hot and sweaty, I will put my music on, and I put my music on and just blast until it's time for my match, and I jump around. so I can lock in. And like, if anybody tries to talk to me while I'm locking in, I'll just put my hand in the face and like shake my head, like,
No.
no,
Leave me
leave me
alone.
alone,
Leave me alone.
so I can get ready.
Yeah.
That's how I prepare. That's how I prepare my matches. And then before every match, I'm either slapping Coach T's hands or Coach Spivey's hands, and then I'm ready to go.
Okay, so you're at the Barry Center in Houston, right? Okay, so it's time for your match. It's time for your championship match, right? So you're locked in, you're ready to go, you start, you clearly win, right? How long was that match for? Do you remember?
I think it was, oh, it was all 3 periods. It went on all 6 minutes.
Okay, all 6 minutes. All right, so at the end of those 6 minutes, when your hand was raised, do you remember that?
I was very excited. I was
You
very
remember like
excited.
what? Because some people can like just black out and they don't remember what happened, and then all of a sudden you realize you're a state champion. Did you embrace that entire 6 minutes? Did you remember that your hand was raised? Do you remember looking out and seeing your parents? Like what? What a, tell me about that moment that your hand was raised and you realized, holy crap, I'm a state champion.
I remember my hand being raised and thinking, oh, they actually let me keep that 2 points. Because they had gave me 2 points for a near fall, and the girls' coach argued it with the ref. So I was preparing to go into overtime because I thought the coach was going to win the argument, and they were going to
Oh,
take me 2
wow.
points away.
Got it.
So when
Oh,
they raised
dang.
my hand, I was in shock. And I was like speechless, like, oh my gosh, I did it. And I was like all giddy.
There was a picture of you with that was posted on the Dutch and ISD social media, and then we posted all over the place of your hand up, and like your face was, holy crap. Your face was like this pure joy that it showed. Like I that moment seemed so genuine.
It definitely was, because I was definitely shocked and definitely happy, and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I did it. And it felt so surreal.
So when you looked out and you saw your parents, what were they doing?
I don't remember seeing my parents. I know my mom was like on the left side, and then my dad, when he was sitting, was in front of me, but I don't remember seeing
Wow. That's crazy.
them.
So you're announced, you go to the podium, you're at the top of the podium, you get medaled. Like when did, were you on a high the entire day, that entire night?
No, not necessarily. After I went to go see everybody and everybody was like, thank you, that's kind of when my high started coming down. And
Yeah.
I was like, okay,
You're
I'm
just
done.
like back to normal, back
Yeah,
to the groove of things.
ready to move on.
That's crazy that you're just like, I would have been on that high for a minute. Like I would have just stayed on that high as much as I possibly can.
I don't like, because I stay humble, always stay humble. Like, I appreciate the accolades I've claimed, but I very much, like, I stay very humble towards the point, like, my teammates have to brag about me. Other
Yeah.
schools and other girls I wrestled have to brag about me
Yeah.
because I don't do it myself.
Got
Because
it.
it's like, I don't want to brag about myself, hide myself up, and then somebody wrestles me and I lose. That's embarrassing for me.
Got it. Heard. So now that you're finishing your junior year, when I was always teaching, I always told my students, at the end of your junior year, you have to have at least three colleges in mind. Just at least three in mind. Are you thinking of doing wrestling in college?
Absolutely.
So where is it okay? Is it couth to say where are you thinking about going? You not want to put that out there yet? You don't got to. You don't got to.
It is undecided. I'm definitely looking, but it is undecided.
So have you, so now that you're a state champion, are they coming to you?
Yes and no.
That's crazy that they're coming to you now. Like,
Yes.
is that humbling? Is that what does that feel like that you're now being chased?
It feels pretty cool because I get to talk to these colleges and they're like, oh, we want you to come visit. And I'm like, oh, yay. It's pretty cool to have colleges want me to come see them
Yeah.
instead of me having to go, oh, can I do this in
Yeah.
advance?
So now that you're at the end of your junior year, Have you set goals for your senior year, or are you kind of just, let's just finish this year first?
I've set some goals, but not too many because I still have a club season that I need to go through first.
Yeah.
But it's like I want to have zero losses.
Yeah.
That's one of my big ones for me.
Yeah.
I've always wanted, like, I don't want any losses on my record. I want to have zero losses, of course, get state champion again. And then, like, not much is my sub goal, but the team goal for us to have more people come to state and make it to day two.
Yeah. You want to not only go again, but you want to bring people with you.
Yes.
Golly, that is admirable. So now let's talk about the people in your life. Let's talk about when we were here, we were taking pictures of you, and there is a pride that your parents had while looking at you. Tell me about their support through this entire process.
It's very much there. My mom, I love that lady so much. She's always there for me. Always, always, always. Like, whatever I need. If I need to talk to her, she's there. Anything, she's like going above and beyond, not just for me, but also for my team, even though she doesn't have to, but she still does anyways. She's there to help out and help me learn and all that. And my dad, he's also there for me. Like, he's like more like the workout guy. You need to work out, hit him up. You need a food plan, hit him up. And he got you. You need a ride, hit him up, and he got you. And I'm
So they've
just
been instrumental this entire time. So without them, like, it
it
seems like,
would
yeah.
not be how it is.
All right, so let's talk about your coaches. So this is the time to brag about them. So tell me how instrumental they've been. And they'll hear about this afterwards. You don't have to tell them. They're not here. You don't have to tell them to your face. But this is the time to brag about them. How have they been in your life?
They've been great. They've been great coaches. Like, they're another reason why I decided to stay my freshman year because they made it so much fun and it wasn't like army drill type of team. It was more like a you get your work done, but we can also have fun type of team. And I love that because we were able to balance that. Coach Spivey, he's like somebody's dad. He's there to teach you and there to instill these values in you and help you learn, but he's also there to make sure you have fun. Coach T, he's so funny. He takes care of our team at state because, like, little princess, me by myself. He's holding my bags. I need something, he'll go get it. I mainly high five him, like, really, really hard. Like, his hands turn red. And this year, I can do it as much. He was like, we can only do that during matches because of how hard I slap his hands. And when I won, they were like there for me, and I was like just so happy because they're my coaches. They help me learn, and not only them, but Coach Patterson, he volunteers to help us. He takes time out of his work day or time out of his day, takes time off to come see us wrestle, and I always always appreciate that because if you need to talk to somebody or if you need help with something you're not quite understanding, you can also not only talk to Coach Patterson, Coach Chief, but you can also talk to him. They also like they just make it fun, and they're funny and goofy. But they also, when it's time to get serious, you get serious.
So, how do you think that they feel about you winning a state championship?
I think they're very proud of me
Yeah.
and very happy.
Because not only did you win a state championship, they also won a state championship. So they were also part of the journey with you. So I think it's crazy to reflect on. You won it. It was you did the work, but like it's a very family feel. That y'all did it together, kind of thing.
I think they're happy that they're able to say that they have someone that won a state championship
Yeah.
and that they were able to coach that person
Yeah.
and just like very proud to be able to see that.
So the title of the podcast is called Insight, and I do that because it's a way to for our listeners to just get a different perspective on whatever the topic is. And I'm going to try to end the podcast with give me some insight about something. So, Judson ISD and Judson is known for football. It's known for basketball. It's not really known for wrestling. But now, it's known for wrestling. What do you want to educate people about wrestling and not just the sport, but female wrestling. What do you want other people to know about the sport?
That just how they think football and basketball and all these other team sports are like family, wrestling is even more like a family. It's not as, I don't want to say it's not as hard, but like it's not as of a struggle as they think it is. Because once you get into it, there's almost no going back because of how fun it is. And like when you're on the mat, you're not thinking about, oh, this sweaty girl's touching me, oh, my lashes, my contacts. You're not really thinking about all that. You're just in the moment, you're there to win. And a lot of girls are like, oh, I don't like the sweaty person. And I don't like, I hate sweat. I hate sweat. But when I'm wrestling, I'm not thinking about the other girl's sweat being on me. I'm just thinking about winning. So I feel like if any girl who is like aggressive, they try it, they're not gonna be thinking about the other girl's sweats. They're gonna be thinking about beating that girl up and winning. I feel like more girls should at least try it once. Even the ones that are like, oh,
You have to
like
be,
sweat.
you have to be in, you have, well, now that you're in your position, you kind of have to advocate for it. Advocate for not just wrestling, but girls wrestling. Hopefully that you can bring the people along with you. I'll end it with this. Where's your medal at?
My house.
Where though? Is it like in
It's.
a, is it like in a shelf somewhere? Or is it like a case? Is it, does it have lights on it?
No, I just have a long metal wall above my bed, and it's next to my gold regional medal.
Dang, you should be proud of yourself.
I am.
That's one of the advice that I got. I don't take compliments very well, but when I win, I have to let people know that I won. And you're winning, girl. You're winning. You are winning. Thank you for talking to me.
Thank you.
Inset is a podcast from the Judson Independent School District. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, X, LinkedIn, and anywhere you get your podcasts.